John, thank you very much for allowing me to participate in this, and it's an honor to be on the podium with such distinguished colleagues. I will tell you, every time I visit the embassy, even now, and I look back at those pictures on the wall of all of us as former ambassadors, I say to myself, how do these guys not age at all from those pictures? I'm the only one who looks like he's aged much, and it may be because I arrived there 3 weeks after 9/11 and was probably living my life in dog years for a while in the midst of one crisis after another. One of my very most esteemed interlocutors in those days was a gentleman who had left public service at that time and gone into the private sector, thankfully briefly, Prince Turki Alfaisal, who became a good friend and advisor in many ways during those very difficult years in which we were trying to both preserve the relationship and figure out how we jointly were going to approach the problems of the terrorist threat, the unknown situation within the kingdom. And I certainly echo what Ford Fraker has said, that the Saudis, particularly after the bombings in Riyadh in May of 2003 and then later attacks in Jeddah in 2004, stepped up their game in a dramatic way so that we really now have captured or killed virtually all of the leadership of al-Qaeda in the kingdom. Doesn't mean there's not a threat. There, of course, is. But the vigilance that we have seen, I think, has been dramatic and one that is dramatically underreported in the press in the Western world. When I had agreed to take the job as ambassador, which was, I guess, in the spring and summer of 2001, my dear law partner, Jim Baker, and I had a conversation. And he said, Bob, be sure that you don't develop clientitis. And I think we as ambassadors have all felt that warning from time to time. I think it's one thing to develop a warm friendship and sense of kindred with the country in which you serve, but you're still there to serve American interests. One of the great pleasures now of being a former ambassador is that you can now visit the country, as I do, about six or seven times a year and feel warmly a part of the country, to some degree an honorary citizen, in a way that you can't do or can't feel when you are serving in an official capacity. While we're talking about what might happen in the next administration, one piece of advice I would give to whoever the new president is to keep Ambassador Ford Fraker for as long as you can convince him to serve. He has done a marvelous job as our ambassador there. I have visited with him virtually every time I've been in the kingdom, and the continuation, the creativity, the seriousness with which he has approached his job is remarkable. His sensitivity, his judgment, and frankly, his longtime experience in the Middle East would serve our administration, any administration, well in the future. I will say that one of the things that always troubled me during my tenure as ambassador was that we never really seemed to have a policy with regard to our relationship with Saudi Arabia. We were always parachuting in congressmen and vice presidents and cabinet members, and they were always asking the Saudis to do this, this, or this. But I never perceived that we had an integrated overall policy with respect to the kingdom. Well, at one point in 2003, I was riding in a car in a motorcade with Colin Powell. And I turned to him and I said, Mr. Secretary, you know, this has troubled me. We don't seem to have a policy. And he said, well, Bob, as a general, I have always told my field generals that the job of the field general is to come up with that policy, recommend it to me, and then I'll decide whether we should implement it or not. I said, great. So over the next couple of months, my staff and I worked feverishly before the end of my tenure to make a recommendation on the idea of a policy with respect to our relationship with Saudi Arabia. We finally came up with a recommendation which was sent to the president. And thankfully, I think we are now seeing enormous progress in the sense of a strategic dialogue, which is now occurring on a regularized basis with the kingdom. Twice a year, our Secretary of State and their foreign minister meet, alternatively in Washington and then in Riyadh. We have working groups. Many of you may well be participating in them. on all of the significant areas of the relationship. This is a structure that I think was missing in the past and will serve us well in the future. But as we look toward the future, it strikes me that we have many, many reasons to be optimistic. I was just over there and saw the new King Abdullah Economic City. I saw the new King Abdullah University for Science and Technology, which I think is becoming operational in March. It's staggering how fast they have been able to move. I went up to the top of the Kingdom Tower in Riyadh and looked out over the new financial district, which is about the size of or larger than our Wall Street. It's going to be a staggering new world in Saudi Arabia, but it's not all bricks and mortar. It's also commitment that King Abdullah has emphasized to not only economic progress, but social progress and religious progress as well. I think we all would stand well to visit as often as we can, to encourage our Saudi friends to come here as often as they can. And the advice that I give to my American business clients is get your CEOs over there. You can't expect to do business over there by telephone or by email. It's a situation and a culture in which you need to be personally there. You need to show your interest. Move your employees there. Move their families there. And finally, I would just in closing say that I think it's very important that we develop, as Ambassador Fraker has, a more liberalized program of American dependence back in the kingdom, in the embassy. The embassy sets the tone for the rest of the business community in the kingdom. If we have our families there, they'll have their families there. This is a situation that we enjoyed long before 9/11, and it's time, in fact overdue, that we return to that environment. Thank you very much.